At this point, I'm sure that this has sunk in with you already, that we want to go slow with the eczema laser. There are a couple reasons for that. It removes plaque slowly by the vapor bubble working, expanding and contracting. For the best results, you always want to advance slowly because it creates larger lumens, it creates cleaner lumens, it's going to give you impressive results, and it's going to give your physicians impressive results so that they know the laser really works to debulk, to create a channel, and for luminal gain. I want to thank everybody here, Ken and Kenny especially, for their input from an R&D perspective. I hope that you have learned today through this module, and were able to gain some insights into the science of the laser, the mechanisms under which the laser works, as well as some of the optimal guidance for laser settings to help you really be successful in supporting your laser cases. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to reach out to me at any point. And please take a couple minutes to complete a quiz that follows this module, and you will have completed this training. Thank you.